What up, peeps? The party is continuing through the dungeon and is actually doing pretty well. I think they took a couple hits, but nothing major, so you know what that means. Next session, it's time to ramp it up, so can't let them get too comfortable. Let's roll.
All right, you go through the flooded hallway, go up some steps. There's double doors. They're fine. You don't have to check them. They're already open a little bit.
No, okay. Ever vigilant.
So you enter. This hallway is 20 feet wide. This hallway is 20 feet wide and has piles of rubble and debris scattered along its length. The walls are covered with frescoes. The south wall displays a scene of battle between natives and invaders. The north wall depicts people questing dumb... Hold on to your shit.
Oh no!
The north wall depicts people questing for a new land. Their experiences during the journey include crossing treacherous mountains, sailing over storm-tossed seas, and receiving the guidance of the gods in their battles to keep their homeland free from invasions. In the center of the wall is a painting of a pyramid, with a temple atop it and the sun shining over the land. Double bronze doors stand in the eastern end of the south wall. Down the hall, to the west, is an archway carved in the form of twining serpents. Beyond it, the corridor continues on into shadow.
Intertwining? Or just twining?
Just twining. Not intertwining.
They're good. They still wait up. Not a move. I'm using these next time. Sweet. Maybe I'll get luckier.
So yeah, so that's what you see. You see, you walk into this hall, you see a fresco on the one side on the south and one side on the north. And it kind of goes all the way down and you see some rubble piles. You don't see any doors or anything necessarily.
So we don't know, there's nowhere, doesn't look like there's anywhere
to go
forward.
Doesn't really go anywhere, it looks like a dead end. There's got to be some secret passage somewhere here.
I guess let's study the fresco.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anything on the fresco that's like a clue?
Are they depicting anything or saying anything or fun design?
Which one would you like to look at? The one on the north side or the one on the south side?
North.
Why do we have to decide what fresco we want to look at?
Because obviously they're important.
There's one side. There's two frescoes.
Right, but can't we both look at it? We look at both of them?
Like an art museum.
If I need to do rolls, I need to know.
Okay, fair enough.
Make a roll.
Perception?
Yeah.
23.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Man, you're rocking.
You discover that the portion of the work that depicts the sun is separate from the rest.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fonzie.
You piece something together there?
Yeah. I'm going to jump this show.
Sounded intriguing.
All right. And I guess let's look at the west.
Well, okay. Do you want to see the part that's separate from the west? From the rest?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
the rest is.
You had a little.
The rest is separate from the west.
Like, so what do you do? Like you
separate from the west.
So I look at it and I see that there's a part about the sun.
Yeah, the sun is different than the rest of the fresco.
Well, that's obviously something.
How is it different? Like, is it made of a different material or?
It looks like the rest of it is like part of the wall.
Yeah,
it's a different. It's not.
It's like raised or something.
There's like a seam basically separating it from
a different
push
piece.
It.
Yeah.
All right. I push it.
You die.
Yeah.
Now it opens.
Makes
up.
Sense.
Inwards and reveals the secret door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing it.
You did it.
First try.
I check for traps.
Usually when we touch stuff, it ends up bad.
Usually.
17.
We awake a lich.
You opened it already.
Yeah.
What are you checking?
Just always checking.
Stop wasting rolls.
I check for the traps. The door I just opened. You would have known.
It is funny, too. Like, so this room, you called it right away. There's nothing in it, so there's this thing, and since you opened it, it disables the trap. If you go keep going all the way to the end of the room, there's a little indent, so it's just the painting looks like it stops, but it's just like as you get closer, you realize it's an illusion. And if you go past that, you hit a pressure plate and it locks you in.
Oh.
Right?
And then you're stuck there for 1,000 years?
You're stuck there. And other people aren't. But if they miss the roll for the secret thing that you open and it releases the person out of the little trap.
They're stuck there.
What do you do? There's no other rooms. There's not, like, you have to think as a DM, like,
yes, yes.
Give what happens if yeah. you miss the roll? You all miss the roll.
And nobody sees
and
it.
Two people are stuck, and then you find him.
Can you like
get you backtracking?
Guess you just say take 20. Oh, you found it. Like, you know, like there's no clever way to like solve the.
Start using demolition tools.
It's getting stuck without any way out.
Yeah, there's no alternative thing for them. So, whoever wrote this, do better.
Damn it, Brian Syme.
I don't think it's him. He just does pictures.
No, at least this is actually still better than the other. The Horde of the Dragon Queen. Not the Horde of the Dragon Queen, the next one. Actually, the Horde of the Dragon Queen sucked, too.
Dragon Queen, the whore. I hate that one.
But the next one in the Tiamat something, I was reading through it, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing any of this anymore.
No, we're gonna end it on my terms. Which is why I'm killing y'all.
Oh my god, please.
I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Please, but we're so good at this.
Miss you forever.
Forever and ever.
They have these things, and it's just like, I don't know. As you guys are going, you push open the door, and from behind you, you hear a lot of hissing.
Not
like
good.
Snakes?
Like a steam or snakes?
Snakes.
Oh, that's not good.
God damn it.
And a swarm of snakes comes flying through the hallway towards you.
Why?
Make a roll.
But I check for traps.
It wasn't a trap.
Oh, I'm out of battery.
Because you didn't charge it forever. You were just bragging how you never charged that.
That's an initiative roll, right?
Yeah.
It's true.
4.
Nice.
Oh, me?
I'm going to use this die. Come on. There we go. Natural one.
Nice. Was that Nash?
Yeah. And Tomlin. 18.
I'm going to say Kruk is after. All right, Tomlin, you're up first.
All right. What kind of snakes are these?
Big green. Swarm of them.
All right, then.
Hard to tell. They're all swarmy.
Fire seems to be a good option.
Do they feel appear particularly wet?
They do produce.
No.
Okay.
Sexy snakes.
I guess he will cast
chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
You're allowed to cast it.
I know.
That cat sounds like a small child. It sounded like they're, hi.
I hate that fucking cat so much.
Hi.
As you strangle it to death, it's going to go, hi.
Hi. Hi. Mallow.
You can kill it now if you want.
I kind of want to. You know what? I'm going to cast.
Feed it lead a little bit every day.
Would that work?
Sure.
What are we feeding lead?
The cat.
No. It just doesn't sound good.
Imagine hearing that at like 4 in the morning.
No, dude, I wouldn't be able to take it. I can't take, like, I already have enough things waking me up in the middle of the night. If my pet also woke me up in the middle of the night, it'd be gone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I'm not even joking.
I know.
Like, in the last like 3 years, the dog barked like twice in the middle of the night, and I'm immediately furious.
Fucking
like it's 2 and on. Fuck!
Time to make dog food. I assume dog food is made of dogs, right?
Yes, that's right.
Cats.
I guess Sacred Flame.
Okay, well, I'm glad that took 2 minutes.
I couldn't find anything that was fire.
It's okay, Big Bean. Don't listen to him.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Dexterity saving throw. This swarm of things is actually very dexterous.
He's that's wearing weird. Sports gear out of the season.
18.
Oh, fuck. Just made it.
All right. That's it?
Alright, that's it.
They swarm up to you.
Hi.
They lick you.
These are friendly snakes.
Oh my god, they have actually pretty...
They are not friendly.
Oh, shit. They're super duper snakes.
I don't like that.
Alright, 21.
To what, hit?
Yeah.
Miss. For Tomlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, miss.
Alright, it's Kruk's turn.
Alright.
Hit him, Kruk.
Good.
Good roll for the snakes.
17?
Snakes are disappointed hits. Now.
17 hits?
Yeah.
As well, a group.
Probably doesn't. 15?
Yeah.
Oh, they both hit.
They're snakes.
I think we overestimate our opponents a lot.
Sometimes.
Oh, does that one hit?
It's a big pile of snakes. You're going to hit some.
17 points of damage.
Okay. It is Harold's turn.
Hey. You like that? Gotcha.
This is fucking.
Oh, the snakes.
Oh my god! It's a wiener dog. Does 10 hit? Yeah, it's a wiener dog.
Yeah, and it's dead.
It splattered so flat.
Scientists are going to come and examine how it got that flat.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. This is like measured in atoms at this
jellyfish
point.
Out of water.
5 points of damage.
All right, there, Nash.
All right. I'm gonna firebolt.
Alright. And by the way, you're. No? Okay, great. Tomlin, your turn.
It's cool dice.
Yeah, Amy got it for me for Christmas.
Very cool.
Tomlin?
Oh, yeah. He already went. Oh, he's good.
Background, baby. Alright,
then he's gonna do.
Take a flame?
Thing, take a flame.
How long is your. It's only an hour, right?
Yeah, it's so gone. Like, yeah, it's gone. Gone. That's why I didn't use it. Obviously.
Obviously.
Makes it. Alright,
Croc.
I guess Croc and Tomlin are between, so evens and odds. Evens for Tomlin. Come on, that 20! No, definitely not. Nothing.
Yay!
You basically kill it. Go ahead, Croc.
I kill it.
It's kinda.
Ooh, that's not good. 11?
No! Damn it. No. Eat shit, the snakes say.
Okay, 14.
Yes.
How do they say that?
Stop
snakes.
The swarm turns into a mouth and larynx and talks.
Gross.
There's a snake uvula.
12 points of damage.
That kills it.
Yay!
How much? It's a
surprisingly amount of XP.
Really?
450.
What? Holy sweet mother of Christ!
So that's 110 per person.
That's quite a bit.
Right.
That is quite a bit.
That's a CR2. So are snakes.
Wow. This is why I don't trust CRs.
I know.
100. You say 110 per person?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All
right. And you continue your way through the secret passage to your death.
I'm wondering because the only thing you hear is like,
cook, cook, cook. I was breathing heavy because we just ate many
What's
sliders
happening?
Of chicken.
Even that one was definitely
was a lot. Yeah, two was too much. I ate too much.
It's okay. Uh-oh.
The cat.
Malow.
Sometimes it's even worse than that.
This is awful.
Shut up!
He wants to be your friend and come down and relax with you.
Hello.
Hello.
Alright, so you enter this hallway. The cat is very loud.
I hate that fucking cat.
So, you enter a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little passage to the right, or you can go straight, and you see it kind of turns or in curves, or you can make a left right away.
I'm tired of making decisions.
Jeez, that was quick.
Let's go to the turny area.
You want to... Well, there's a turn to the right immediately.
Oh.
And then there is a... You can go straight and make another turn, or you can keep going straight and it curves around.
We just keep going straight.
Sure.
You want to just go straight?
Keep going straight.
This corridor is high ceiling and decorated with a sculptures mounted on the walls. Two corridors branch off from the main hall, a narrow one to the east and another one to the west, as I described. The statuary that adorns the walls consists of four sculpted heads of animals. Ooh. Each one is 6 feet above the floor and two to 3 feet in diameter. Opposite the passage that leads east is a stylized head of a coyote, and across from the hallway that goes west is the head of a grinning bear. Near the south end of the corridor, a head of a bison is mounted on the east wall. At the north end of the area, that's all the way at the end, on the west wall is what appears to be the head of an eagle with its beak open. Something shines from within the eagle's mouth.
Mm. America.
America shines from the
shines from the eagle's mouth.
That is definitely a country song.
America shines from the eagle's mouth.
Blazing bright. Free. All right, so we can go.
So basically, you went past a couple of the heads, and the one, there's a head that's right before the turn.
Can we look at the heads?
They look just like they said they are. Okay. So there's a coyote and a bear and a bison, and the one head at the end of the hallway has something shiny in the mouth.
An eagle.
Yeah, an eagle.
All right, can I look into the beak and see if what's shiny?
Perceive it? You could see it's some sort of golden circlet.
Golden?
Oh, God. Don't tell him.
Circlet?
All right. Can I check the eagle for traps? Or do I stick my hand in there?
Ain't no trap, just freedom.
I would say you don't see anything on the outside, but you can't check without putting your hand in the beak.
The trap is the liberal injustice.
Do you want to check for traps inside the beak?
Yeah.
By sticking your hand in the beak.
Do it.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. It clamps down on your arm.
I fucking knew it.
I knew it was going to happen.
You're all the way trapped.
All the way trapped. As opposed to a little bit trapped.
So this thing has a hold of me and I can't get
out? Yeah. Hurts. What?
Is it causing him damage?
Not at the moment, but... You're definitely fully secured in the beak of this.
You can probably wild shape, get out of it. Seriously.
I mean, I could, but I only get two of those.
But can't you turn into like a swarm or something? Or
I mean, I could turn into an ant. And
I don't think you turn into a swarm as a wild shape.
No, you can't swarm.
Okay.
But I could turn into like a cat and probably get out.
Me.
Or die.
Oh, and you know what it should sound like, too.
Or a bat. Or a bat.
There's also the risk, I would say, that part of yourself would still be trapped in the thing. You know what I mean?
Like, it's regardless of what.
Like, your arm turns into a bat arm, and now you're just a bat.
Wait, well, what if I turn into.
My friend.
A bat arm. Those arms that bats have?
What if I turn into a snake?
I will. If you turn into a snake, I'd give a roll to see if your tail is in there or not.
All right, I don't want to do that just yet.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Can you guys look at the other heads and see if there's some sort of release mechanism or something?
Sure.
We look at the other heads to see if there's a release mechanism.
Make a roll.
10.
Make a gooder one.
I wanted to.
You can make a roll.
My arm!
What is it?
That's perception.
God, man, I fucking hate perception.
It's got to perceive things, man.
I know. I know what
I'll
I
let you investigate this time.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
Still wouldn't help me. I'm still zero.
20.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't see anything on the other heads, but this one you see, it does have a hinge that looks rusty.
The eagle?
The eagle one, yeah.
I shoot it.
Please don't.
That's what it would want.
It will.
What if I take my grand status and just bash it? Like it
smiles down
on
me when I roll. Smile with rats.
Oops. Keep my swords over my dead body.
That's right.
Where is my attack? 11.
To hit?
Yep.
Doesn't seem to do anything. You glance off of it.
Bing.
Maybe a better hit would do better.
Oh, yeah. That might help.
You
want me to hit it?
Smack it. Real hard. As hard as you can.
Please.
Ooh. 26.
That hits it good. You get a good smack. Do a damage on there.
Let's do the damage. Let's do this damage.
Let's hope none of it transfers to...
8 points of damage. Nice.
It chips it away, and you feel 2 points of damage.
Ow.
Like you definitely feel a sharp pain.
Sorry.
But it does seem to have done something.
Okay.
Like you took a big chunk off of the beak.
Mm-hmm. You sure you don't want me to shoot it?
You can hit it again if you
I'm
want.
Sure.
Should I hit it again?
Hit it again.
Gonna hit it again. That one's bad. That's a bad roll.
No, you can That's try again. Okay. You keep it. It's not doing anything.
Oh, got it. Okay.
It's not a fucking monster.
12?
Damage?
No, it's a hit.
Just keep your swing. Okay. Let's pretend you hit it.
Let's pretend I hit it.
Why don't we just do that?
I like when that happens in games. That's fun.
We keep swinging until you get a good hit on it. Let's put
14
it
points damage.
Wow, wow, wow. And what was the first one? Eight?
Eight, yeah.
You take another 3 points of damage. And it's almost there. You can see his fingies in there.
Fingies. Yeah. Oh, I see your fingies.
All right, so smack it again. Probably one more
smack
good
it
hit.
Again.
Yeah.
We'll pretend I hit. 7 points of damage?
You take another point of damage, but the beak crumbles.
Yay! Sorry for all that damage.
You guys got a circlet. You could tell it was probably originally a ring or an earring or some other piece of stone giant jewelry.
Yeah.
You go and examine it.
Spying on the workers.
Yeah. Not moving as fast as I thought they would be.
Can you talk to them? You'd be like, move faster!
Do more!
Wait, what are you looking at?
This requires attunement.
Oh.
Is a bracelet of rock magic.
Hey!
While you wear this gold...
smell? Magic.
Gold bracelet, it grants you immunity to being petrified. And allows you to cast Flesh to Stone, save DC 15, as an action. Once the spell has been cast 3 times, the bracelet no longer casts it, so you get 3 of them. Thereafter, you can cast Stone Shape as an action. After you have done this 13 times, the bracelet loses its magic and turns from gold to lead.
You can also star in any movie and it has a jungle.
That's true. That's true.
Rock Lobster.
Does anyone want
to
put it on
or
use it?
Just keep it in the holding.
Alright, so Tom will keep it?
Yeah. In the holding, baby.
Alright, what the fuck is it called again?
Bracelet of Rock Magic. It's a wondrous item. Very rare.
Wondrous item.
Alright, you want to keep going forward then?
Rock keep bracelet. Going forward.
Alright, you skip the other hallways. Very cool things that way, but maybe not.
Okay.
No. All right, so here we go. Along both sides of the corridor, deep in shadows, human figures appear to be floating above you. As you approach, you see the figures seemingly suspended in air are actually withered corpses standing upright on a ledge 2 feet above the floor.
Are they alive?
They're withered.
They're corpses.
Well, I mean, they could be moving. Are they undead?
They're floating.
They seem to be withered corpses.
Not floating, they're on a ledge.
Oh, no. We're going to run into Pennywise.
We all float down here.
You get your feet.
Did you see Welcome to Derry?
It's awesome.
It's really good.
Awesome.
Do you go down the hallway?
With the corpses?
With the corpses along either side, yes.
Can we, like, spin?
What's at the end of the hallway?
You wouldn't be able to see. Basically,
it
turns.
Oh, it turns. I mean, I guess. Sure, yeah, we'll go down the hallway.
Roll for initiative!
Oh, okay. Damn it.
And get 15 tokens out.
What? 15?
Mm.
I knew they were alive! I said it, they're undead!
I knew it!
You couldn't tell. What? You can't just tell by knowing if.
Are you serious
there.
About the 15, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got 8 for
wow,
Matt,
wow, wow.
And a 12 for Thomas.
12 for me as well. Poor shit is what it is.
I could probably just turn undead as Tomlin.
Yeah, sure. That'd be a good idea. Then
actually, make it... it's 12, not 15.
12.
Much better, yeah. Definitely.
See? You're fine.
This is
fine. I don't feel fine.
Bad. Pardon me.
No, never.
All right. I don't even care.
Did you ever watch that guy that pretends to be the kids?
Yeah.
I don't even care. And the one's like, what the fuck is the one's name? That's Sasha, and she can only say okay. No,
I think I know who you're talking about. I think Leo's watched this.
He's pretty funny. And his kids he's like the kids in school, like the young kids, and they're constantly coughing fucking phlegm everywhere. Super
gross. True.
It is
accurate.
True. Yes. Alright, so you're in a hallway.
It's 10 feet with niches where they're at the moment.
Oh, you do have to make a wisdom saving throw for turn undead.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
I fucking knew it.
Okay, so that's not... No. You're not even close to how you would set it up.
You dumb fuck.
This is the corridor.
First of all, don't be rude.
Alright, you guys are going in your normal order. Alright. And they're like here.
This might be a good time for me to rage up, huh?
Let's
see how hard they are to kill.
Yeah, let's see, because it's
how hard they are.
They're so hard.
They're 12. There's 12 of them now. They're all desiccated corpses, so it might be pretty easy.
I'll desiccate these corpses.
Unless they're zombies, in which case that's going to be a problem. Yeah. Zombies in movies are easy to kill. Zombies in D&D are much harder.
They're going to see zombies in real life.
And zombies in real life.
You know how hard they are in real life to kill.
You're about half.
This one forward. Zombie just kept saying, Stop!
Yeah, stop! Just a homeless man.
I know. I know what you are.
You're like, you're dirty and you're wasting away.
Alright, roll for initiative.
11.
Wait, didn't I already roll?
11.
Yeah, I did. I got roll a 4 roll and a 12. Off. 4 for
11.
11.
Serious. 9.
15.
Okay, the day is yours.
Well, yeah, they rolled really good.
Oh, man. All of them?
This is some horse shit!
Alright, so this is going to take a while.
I'll take one, Matt.
I say these guys can move up. You know, they're just... Alright, these guys are going to go here.
They're cows?
So some of them can't even attack you yet.
Good. That's our strategy.
Zombie cows. Zombie cows would be very confusing.
That would be scary.
Are you?
Wait, are you
mooing or are you?
All right. Like, so, I'm not doing anything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So two attacks per person. So let's do Nash first.
Oh, there's 12 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
The one misses completely. So they, say he attacks the other guy.
Good old school Sesame Street. 3.
I didn't number them correctly. I'm going to say he's yellow one over there. He hits him by accident. He's a fucking retard.
Oh my god.
But the other one probably hits. It's a...
They're retarded zombies?
22.
That means they're stronger.
For 20, 22 to Nash?
Yeah, that hits.
Just saying, man. Jesus.
Jesus.
4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning.
And then 2 to Tomlin. So... Does a 22 hit? Tomlin?
No.
Alright, well then. 2 to Kruk. Nat 20.
Brutal.
Miss.
And you haven't raged yet.
No, not yet.
11 points of damage.
God damn it.
And 2 to Harold.
2-2.
Miss and a 1. So I'm going to say the 3. Yellow. Got hit 4.
What are you, yeller?
Yeller. Oh my god, he crushed him. He crushed him.
He killed one?
No, no, but he got him pretty max damage there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Actually, one more than that, because it's plus 1. Fuck. Alright, now it is Harold's turn.
Take them all out. All at once.
Any sort of area of effect might be good for this.
I'm sorry.
Show me Aerialis. They're really effective.
They're so oversized.
So why? How are they even so?
They're confusing them, and they can't attack.
They're like dinner plates.
It's like a Venn diagram in the middle of his chest. It's weird. Double nipple. What does it mean?
What's the overlap?
What does it mean? All
right, I'm going to cast
fireball. You would hit them all if you cast fireball right on top of your group.
I'm going to cast moonbeam. I guess it's 40-foot radius. No, I'm sorry, 5-foot radius. So if I put it here, I can hit these 4.
I don't think you put it in the middle of a spot.
Whatever.
It's a beam.
It's a beam.
It's a, yeah, but a beam is...
Do these places not have inches?
Well, is it a beam that shoots out from you or one that comes down?
It comes down.
Yeah, so I would say you would put it on 3 and it would get 2, 3, 4, 5 yellow and 1 green. I'm saying you can't put a... The way you can't do a attack the middle of the group.
Can I put it on 4 and hit 5, 1, 3, 2.
Can you decide who it hits?
That's a good question.
Because if so, then it also hits you and Croc.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I'm saying we hit three. You can hit three and you get all. You can
we're
get
just
all the
guys. See.
All
right.
I'm telling you, the most effective one. Right?
Yeah, I'll hit three.
All right. What do they need to do?
He needs to do it himself. Give him his time.
Let me play my game my way.
Constitution 14.
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay.
You don't want him starting to yell. Take him an hour to calm down.
He gets all riled up.
All riled up.
I just rolled 20, 16, 18, and a 2. So I'll say 3 misses and 1 misses. Green 1. So what do they take?
2d10.
Do they take half damage if they make it?
No.
What?
That was a good attack.
They don't take any damage if they miss it? Is it a cantrip?
It's a spell.
You might want to look up Moonbeam for him. I don't know. That's your new nickname, Cliff.
Moonbeam?
Moonbeam.
I'm actually not against that.
It doesn't sound offensive. It's better than my other names.
Oh, I'm sorry. On a failed save, the creature takes 2d10 radiant damage if the creature reverses true form again. On a successful save, a creature... Oh, it does take half damage.
There you go.
Okay, 2d10.
Second level spell.
11.
All right, so... 3... and green 1 take 11.
All right, so that
and
is
the rest of them take 5.
That is going to exist, and it's a concentration, and I can hold it up to a minute. Anything that ends its turn in the beam or moves into the beam,
no, it takes half damage.
Gets hit.
Successful.
Yeah.
I have a question with like, if you have kind of like a spell that's part of your weapon or whatever, right? If there's like a at higher levels thing, I don't include that, right? It's just whatever the base is.
Usually whatever the base is, unless it says otherwise.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But
just wanted to make sure I didn't get all these additional things.
your hammer levels up eventually.
Yeah, I know. At level 8.
Ooh.
So we're getting close.
Does the
you're like a little level
it
guy.
Gets a little cocksucker mouth.
Oh yeah, it's
like it makes that noise all the time.
Smash!
That is the gayest hammer I've ever heard. Stop it.
Yeah. Do you see how distracted all the enemies are, though?
In the middle of the night, everyone's sleepy.
And then it doesn't stop.
Then it gets, like, silent. Stop! Stop! Someone's using it!
Hammer of fleshlight.
Oh, no. Tomlin?
All right. Someone's turn. Fuck.
Someone's turn.
You know, have a status effect thing right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that. No, I won't say moonbeam. On
right.
No.
Right, that's why he's fine with this. Right,
I know, it's fine.
I bought the
no, I'm going to do this version. One.
Are we like, encased in this room? Like, there's
no room. You're literally, like, in a hallway, and they're just fucking, they're
dating. But I mean, is there a room behind them?
Yeah, there's room on either side of them.
Oh, okay.
But you can go down, like, they're in a hallway, right, okay. So. The two on the corners, and the corners are stuck in their little alcove.
Yeah.
But so they can still kind of get to you.
I can do Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave!
Which is a 15-foot cube out from where I'm standing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it pushes them back 10 feet if it hits.
Yeah, okay.
So is that in all directions?
It would be like a 15-foot cube, like, out from me. So here, I guess. So
okay. Oh, okay. Side. So you can directionalize
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not
as long
like
as it's from
side.
My character. Like I can't be like over there.
I believe they call that direction.
So you hit one. You hit probably green two as well.
Yeah,
but still he'd be slammed against the wall.
But the other guys would go back. Yeah, so at least get some of the people off of us, which is kind of nice. I guess I do that, and it's a Constitution saving throw. So.
Why do you say it like that? Constitution.
Because I forgot how to talk.
That's fair.
Or like Constitution.
What do they need to make?
I don't know.
None of them. 15, you said?
Yes, I think so.
Literally none of them make it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see.
So, Thunder. Thunder Wave. Go.
Boo.
Let's see.
Wonder if someone else is in this dungeon.
That's what I was thinking. As soon as
you did. 15 points of damage each.
Wow, wow, wow.
And the ones that are loose get...
Hold on, wait, wait. 10 feet. Three crumbles and dies.
Guys, everybody cookies.
Four and five are looking pretty, pretty wrecked.
So who would move?
All the ones, like these three, would go back 10 feet, and these guys would just get pushed against the wall. Well, no, this guy would go back that way. Hold on. This guy would be hold there, on. This guy would stay there.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Stop. I didn't do anything.
I stopped.
Please stop.
I did.
I didn't.
Two wouldn't move because he's actually like in an alcove. Does it say they take additional damage if they slam into something?
I don't think so. Hold on.
They're just moved if they can be moved.
Yeah, it just says they get pushed.
Okay.
In addition, unsecured objects that are completely within the area of effect are automatically pushed 10 feet away. The spell emits a thunderous boom audible up to 300 feet.
Green one is dead.
Yay, green one, get him off there.
And your moonbeam, what kind of radius does it have? It has a 5-foot radius. Okay. And yellow two is fine. Yellow two doesn't get hit because it's a 15-foot cube in front of you. So it's the one in front and the sides. Okay. Good attack.
I did it.
Tomlin, your turn.
I cast Thaumaturgy and turn my eyes black. No, just kidding.
Okay.
No, I look super cool.
I look awesome. No, I guess I could... I don't want to know if I want to use a Challenge Divinity because these guys don't seem that hard. But I don't really have any AoE.
You have your turn undead.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want... That's the Channel Divinity.
Yes. But these are also...
Still doesn't matter. It's Channel Divinity no matter what. I have two of them.
Yeah. Well... Oh, wait. You don't have Destroy Undead yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
I do not. That's not till level 11. Yeah. Let me see what I can do here.
You know you had a long time while everyone else was rolling.
Yeah, I didn't care.
This is the way. This is the big bean way.
Can't stop me.
Can't stop both.
Can't stop both. Okay. I cast...
If you cast Sacred Flame, I'm kicking you to death. Oh.
The longer it goes, the harder this kid's going to be.
Yeah, I guess I'm not doing that. No, I will cast... am I up next to one of them?
You're stuck around all the purples.
Anyone have any damage they need cured?
Not really. They have
that's all I have is Sacred Flame.
Just do anything.
Bane. I cast Bane.
Okay. How many of them have to be Bane?
Bane. Up to three creatures of your choice that you can see must make charisma saving throws. I'm sure they're charismatic. Whenever the target fails that saving throw, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack.
What's the DC?
18.
Not make it.
So that means every
time... I'll say 1, 4, and 3 purple.
That's fine. And every time you guys attack... Yeah,
4.
Yeah.
All right. Nash, your turn.
Don't get kicked in the dick. Don't play.
I get it.
A fireball.
Okay. Firebolt?
Bolt.
which one is...
No one's damaged in front of you. Those are undamaged, all of them. All
right.
All the damage has been happening on the other side.
Natural 20.
Nice. Which one do you want to hit?
I guess the one directly in front of me.
Okay.
4. Okay. That was a shit roll. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Get in here, cat.
The cat's like, I want to be in on that.
Nah. Cat's like, they're fucking down there.
That cat is the goddamn worst.
They're definitely fucking.
I heard it.
Those noises are
I hate it.
Does your cat lick itself a lot?
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
That is an annoying noise. Like in the middle of the night, you hear that.
No, that's.
What the fuck
are you doing?
I'll take that.
Yeah, it's my axe.
I'll take that over.
Is that your wife?
Sometimes.
Oh my god.
Alright, it's their turn. What's the moonbeam?
If they end their turn within the moonbeam, then they get hit by it.
Oh, well, there's two stupid. So four or five are going to walk forward. And they're going to end their turn in it and die immediately.
Sure they will.
They're not smart.
They're not smart. Actually, two's going to die as well. But they all get to take their swing first. So, against Kruk. Or, sorry, against Harold. Does a 19 hit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Not like that.
7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Speaking of zombies, I Am Legend would have been so much better if they stuck with the original plot.
They did. They filmed the ending.
Did they?
Yeah, like, it's on the DVD, the original ending, and it's way better.
What are we, critiquing 10-year-old movies now?
I was just thinking
it's like 20.
I was just thinking zombies.
Is it? Yeah. No.
I Am Legend? Yeah.
Do you know what the original plot was?
No.
That...
He was killing all these creatures, thinking like they're coming after him, and he was the anomaly. So like he was like this like boogeyman to them.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
He was yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because they were sentient and they were
yeah. Well, and they Shyamalan going on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean that's the book is supposed to be like you are the monster. Like you always assume the others are the monster, and in that case, like they were scared of him.
They were the one.
Yeah, it was good.
I rolled a net 20 against Tomlin, but it only rolled a 1 damage, so 3 points of damage for Tomlin.
Okay.
And how much damage does the moonbeam do? Because I have to.
14.
14 damage.
And they gotta do a 14. Shit, was it Constitution? Yes, 14 Constitution.
Or take half.
That was Tomlin, right? Down
there. Two of them make it, one does not. So the one that doesn't make it is number four. And, ooh! He seems to crumble, but then stands right back up again.
Oh, man.
The other two crumble.
The king of the north.
But they both stand up. They look pretty beat the shit.
God damn it.
They need fire.
Or I just crush them. We're in. I'm gonna make another Fantasia reference. We're in the chop the brooms up, and they keep becoming more brooms, right?
Yes, they're little tiny zombies like getting
your bloodstream.
That's literally the only thing I remember from Fantasia.
This is an action I always forget to do for zombies. They have a certain when
they
you kill
like
them
resurrect,
and it's like I just never remember. You never remember to do it. I don't know.
I don't usually use zombies that much.
No,
I'm usually like a skeleton guy. So.
All right, it's so they're actually all down,
skinny and hot.
Down to that, not that it matters. Cause it's, oh. Fucking, I hate Max. I hate Max.
Me too.
Meow.
Are you like, oh, Control Z. Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry, Max Z. Hit the Mac button.
All right, it is Harold's turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Let's go, Harold.
I mean, I'm just going to leave the moonbeam where it is, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, what kind of damage does the moonbeam do?
Radiant.
Oh, you know what? They all die.
Yay!
Dead zombies.
Well, then I am going to take my action, and I'm going to move the moonbeam 60 feet and drop it over here.
Nice. So they all have to make a constitution then?
Yes, sir.
Those four?
Yes, sir.
And what do they have to beat DC of?
14.
Two of them make it, two do not. So I'll say the front two make it, the back two do not.
11.
11 points of damage. So.
You get real high.
Yellow one.
You haven't done your taxes yet?
No, I did my taxes. I have to do my father-in-law's.
Oh.
You don't have to. Yeah,
purple.
Just get arrested.
He's dead.
He's dead now. Yeah, who are they going to arrest? Fuck it. He's thinking about it. Look at him. He's like, it's kind of a good point.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Alright, so that yellow took full damage. Okay. And then purple, what, five? Five took full damage. Okay. Okay.
And then three and then and four.
Take half, right?
Yep.
We should make that cat a character.
It is now.
I want to kill it.
Cat.
It just talks like this.
So many zombies. All right, Brock, your turn.
All right.
You can smash either purple one or green two.
Green two, because he's right there.
Makes sense.
Let's smash him first. Smashy, smashy. 15?
Yep.
Ooh. 11 points of damage.
All right.
He's okay?
Yep.
Smash him again. Nope.
You might hit him.
Okay, 11?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Keep overestimating these things.
They're zombies.
12 points of damage.
He crumbles and pops up again.
Son of a motherfucker.
Alright, I will...
It radiantly.
What? It was 11 points of damage?
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to make a thing. Oh, yeah, he pops up again. It is Tomlin's turn.
Alright, Tomlin's going to do Sacred Flame. Now that he has radiant damage. You can't kick me in the nuts now. Yeah, I did it real quick.
Yeah, that's fair.
On whichever one doesn't have damage. Damage. Where they all have damage.
Pretty much everyone has damage, except for number one purple.
Okay, we'll do that on number one purple then. Oh, wait, I don't know why I'm rolling. You can
roll. What is it? It misses no matter what.
All right. 2d8.
Would have been smarter to attack in the damaged one.
Shut up. Ah, man. 6 points of damage.
Okay.
It's radiant damage.
Yes. Fuck. They're not extra damage for it.
It's radiant.
Nash?
Do
you have any radiant bullets? You buy those?
Firebolt. Firebolt on whichever one has the most damage.
Okay. That would be, in front of you would be...
4. Purple 4, or purple 2, or...
Purple 3, or purple, or yellow 1.
Yeah, the one right in front of you.
Okay, purple 4.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yikes.
What'd you get?
4.
Oh, no,
and
that doesn't hit.
That would be with my... Yeah, 10.
Oh, 10 hits.
10 hits? Wow. Wow.
Very low DC.
Jesus.
Yeah. Even Nash can hit them.
What a fucking loser.
Oh, wow. 15 points of damage.
Wow.
Pops up?
It pops up.
God, it's on fire!
It pops up on fire. All right. I had to roll a 20 to stay up, and it rolled a 20, so...
You son of a bitch.
It's their turn again. So 2...
Bitch.
Against Nash. Actually, I will roll... Nope, that's not... Neither are going to hit. 2 against Tomlin.
Good.
Neither are going to hit. 1 against... Nope.
1 against Nope.
And...
Ooh, great movie, by the way.
21 against Kruk.
He's got like 23. What should I say? Actually, my AC is only 21.
It is only 21.
I thought it was 23.
I was miscalculating it because of that, like...
Unarmored defense.
Unarmored defense, yeah.
Mm. And it hits you!
Oh, no.
For 2 points of damage.
Oh, God, why?
You need healing?
Yes.
Alright, these guys get hit by Moonbeam.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hold on. You have to roll your damage.
17.
What's that? Yellow 1?
Yellow 1, yeah.
Yellow 1 crumbles.
Does it get back up?
And purple... 3, 4, and 5 crumble.
And do they get up or... Oh, no, it's radiant, damage.
So they're good.
Fuck them in the ass!
You can't, he's dust.
Fuck them in the dust.
Numbing dust, my least favorite.
I'm going right through them.
Alright, and now it is Kruk's turn.
Alright, I'm finishing this motherfucker.
Number 2.
Yeah. 13.
That hits.
Oh. Heck yes. 13 points of damage.
He crumbles.
For good?
Yeah.
Hey!
They all dead?
No, there's 2 more.
Oh. Get him out of here.
Tomlin?
Tomlin, Sacred Flame.
Which one? 1 or 2?
Whichever one I have the best chance of killing.
The one right in front of you.
Okay. Draw.
Nat 20.
Oh, you made it.
That fucking dodged like a cat out of the way. Even though he's stuck in a niche.
Damn it.
Never gonna get me.
Alright, monster. Mrs. Tomlin. And now number 2. Does an 18 hit Nash?
Yes.
Oh, 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
Jeez. That's a big hit.
All right there, Harold.
All right. I guess I'm just going to move this guy.
Okay. Is that number 2?
Yep.
Right, roll your damage.
13.
Okay.
You said 7?
Yeah. All right, Kruk.
Yes, sir.
You pack number 1, purple 1.
Obviously. Purple 1. 16?
Yes.
13 points of damage.
He pops up.
Going for him again.
Stay the fuck down!
13, yeah, I just keep smacking things back down. 13 hits?
You learned from the mummy, yeah.
Yeah, right. Never let that happen again.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Please.
Ooh.
I'm a mummy.
15 points of damage.
It's crushed.
Yes.
Crushed for good.
Thank God.
And one last one, Tomlin. Sacred Flame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Me.
Go ahead, me.
Dex.
It's a dance. He's losing his mind.
No, misses.
All right. Oh, 7 points of damage.
It's not looking great. Good, Nash.
Firebolt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
You did it.
I did it. I did it, guys. Look at me. I wrote something. 17, yeah.
Oh. It crumbles.
Yay!
All dead.
Yay. Oh, you want to hear something that will piss you off?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
I almost called you your name, by the way.
I put Moonbeam over Nash.
Oh, my God.
Daughter's boyfriend was like...
Did he eat all your pizza again?
Coming now. Yeah, he's a fucker. I hate him. But he was like putting together a list of the best British bands.
Okay.
And he said Iron Maiden was the worst.
Oh, my God.
British band.
Oh, my God.
Right? I wanted to kill him. I literally
Who
wanted...
Who was his first?
I think it was Oasis.
Ah, fuck. Oh, okay, my God. Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Fuck him.
How do you put them as the worst?
I don't know. I wanted to punch him in the face.
But, like, the worst, like, in what capacity? You know how many British bands there are?
No, tons. Well, he was listing Jesus out Christ. All, like, the which are the most British and which are the
Iron Maiden's not the most British? Are you fucking serious?
That's what I said. Because they have a song about it. It's fucking...
They have many songs about it.
Trooper, it's all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. One of their shirts is a skeleton carrying a British flag.
I was so fucking annoyed.
Oasis.
I'm like...
Oasis is a good band, but they are so overblown, it's ridiculous.
I don't think
they had, what, 2 albums?
They had 2 good songs.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're not great.
I don't think they're great.
No, but they're, like, great. They're one of those bands where they're, like, everybody's like, they were, like, the new Beatles. I'm like, they were never the new Beatles. No. Like, stop. Like,
name, like, more songs yeah. than Wonderwall and Champagne Supernova. Like, that's it. I don't know any other fucking...
Yeah. It's not many.
No.
And even the other ones that people, like, Full 8, you listen to them, and you're like, they're fine. But they sound like every other 90s, like,
yeah.
alt-rock song you've ever heard.
I said, look, I would even put... If you put in the 1975, which I'm not a huge fan of them.
They're all right, yeah. They're
I'd still put them above Oasis.
Yeah, I might agree with you. But
you listen to 1975?
Yeah, that's the band. There's
some.
They're all right.
Good songs, not a lot.
To be honest, I don't listen to Iron Maiden.
You should. They're great.
Yeah
they're great band. Fantastic. You like heavy metal, right?
Well, okay. Especially if you like
you should.
The music that I know you like. Yeah. Like Iron Maiden's like most of those bands. Are like, yeah, they're one of our influences.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure that if I heard their music, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I've heard this before.
Oh, yeah, there's probably songs you're like, I had no idea this was Iron Maiden. This song fucking rocks. Yeah, they're great. And particularly because they're, like, in their 60s and 70s now and still performing like motherfuckers. You're like, and it's not, like, sad. You see some of these other old bands and you're like, that's sad. It's an old man on stage trying to... But, like, they do stuff and you're like, they have more energy than I do. Like, I've ever had.
When we saw them in concert...
It's insane.
I was like... How is Bruce Dickinson doing this?
And he flies them from place to place. Yeah. He flies their planes.
In Ed Force One.
Yeah. He flies the planes from place to place and then performs. It's like, he has no break. I don't know what he does, how he sleeps.
That's freaking amazing.
Guy's amazing.
Good for him.
And he had throat cancer and then recorded a new album, like, the second he got, like, cured.
And still sounds great.
Why do you put cured in quotes?
Is that cancer?
Well, it's cancer.
You can't.
You're never cured.
Well, you're not cured. You're in remission.
Remission, yeah.
It's true. He's technically right. I wouldn't put quotes, though.
No, that was kind of a shitty...
That seems like a shitty
guy. I didn't mean it to be shitty.
He's probably going to die from cancer any day now, probably.
He was... Cure.
Yeah,
cure. Oh. He did the.
You don't have to worry at all.
I'm in a group of people that always argue semantics, though.
Yes.
Now we'll argue the semantics
of the semantics. The semantics of the semantics.
Alright.
How much experience?
I don't know, some amount.
You son of a bitch. Why didn't you have this calculated already?
Shit. You think I could do it in my head?
No, you can't. Do it.
Uh-oh, you challenged me.
Do it. 150 XP each.
Okay. You did it.
Oh, doing math in the head is tight.
Tell me what the number is, because I forgot already what he said.
150 each. So that would be 15007.
You have a 7?
Yeah, I don't know where that
is. 7!
Me too.
All right. You guys continuing on then? You've made it through this hall, or the hallway?
I check the bodies.
Yeah.
Actually, let me see here.
They're actually very tight.
Tight? They're very tight zombies.
Tight.
Tight, tight, tight.
Zombies are tight.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell tear? Good God, how do you spell tear?
T-I-E-R? I think it's...
Is there an H?
I think it's spelled weirdly. Like it's T E R or T I R. I think it's T I R.
Yes, that does.
Well.
Is that your god?
All right, so you go and
no, I told my brother I was going to pray for him, and he said to whom? So I wanted to pick a fictional god. I could pick the real.
It could be anyone you pray to.
That's easy to spell.
Yeah, tear is the first one that bumped into my head.
Why?